You mentioned Barack Obama a moment ago. There have been some reports that one of the sticking points for Trump was he wanted any nuclear deal that he signs to be better than that or more superior than that signed by Obama back in 2015. The US and Iran will now enter 60 days of negotiations. How do you think the two will measure up?
Well, some Trump allies, some Republicans were on the cable news channels on Sunday making the case that the Obama deal was not permanent. It was going to suspend Iran's program 10, 15, 20 years. There'd be regular inspections. That they were arguing that Trump is different because he will stop Iran ever getting a nuclear weapon. If he pulls that off, then maybe even Obama officials would congratulate him. But, you know, it seems unlikely because Iran knows Trump only has another 2.5 years in office and then it's on to the next leader. They're good at waiting people out. In some ways, it's more distant than ever because Iran actually feels emboldened and strengthened by everything we've seen in the last 3 or 4 months. You could argue it's gone from a theocracy to something more like a military junta. It's younger, more radicalized, more extreme, and a feeling that it's taken on and potentially defeated a Goliath. This is not a position where they're suddenly going to be making major concessions over over their nuclear plans. They may agree to hand over some enriched uranium, but possibly not all of it. Those will be the kind of details negotiated. But I think many commentators in the US feel this is a net negative for America and that getting the equivalent to the Obama deal would be the best case scenario. And it's much more likely to be something actually inferior to Obama. But of course, we know he will work hard to convince at least his own supporters that this is superior to what Obama managed.
David, right from the very start, legal experts said that the US and Israeli strikes on Iran were illegal. I wanted to ask you about the attacks on civilian infrastructure throughout this war, which human rights groups and others have said constitute war crimes. Of course, right at the beginning, there was that strike on a girls' school in Minab where dozens of young children were killed. Will these atrocities fade into the background or will there be a push for accountability?
I fear they will fade into the background. I mean, I do think it's such an important point. And there's so much written in the news headlines and the public conversations about this that is obsessed with the last 24 hours and, you know, what did Trump say to Netanyahu and what's in the deal? And, you know, we should never forget the human tragedy at the center of this, the school bombing, perhaps the most notorious example, but we just don't know how many other civilians have died and for what, a war that has apparently actually strengthened Iran rather than diminished it. I think there are human rights groups and others in the US who call for accountability, but sadly, I don't really see it and hear it much, even from the Democratic Party. They are obviously very concerned with the strategic implications of all of this. They're sharply critical of Trump, but I don't see voices saying anything like, oh, Trump should be impeached for killing innocent civilians, or other voices saying he should be put on trial for war crimes. This doesn't seem to be part of the mainstream conversation, and perhaps there's something fairly tragic about that in itself.
Well, David, I know it's getting very late there in Washington, so thanks so much for your time. We'll let you go.
Great to be here. Thank you.
That was David Smith, The Guardian's Washington, D.C. Bureau Chief. And you can find more of his work on theguardian.com, and we've linked to his latest pieces on the Full Story page. That's it for today. This episode was produced by Miles Herbert. Sound design and mixing by Joe Koning. The executive producer of Full Story is Hannah Parks. If you like this episode, don't forget to subscribe or follow Full Story wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please leave us a review. I'm Noor Haidar. Thanks for listening.